The report was prepared by the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, which has been monitoring nitrate levels for more than three decades. The agency says parts of southern Minnesota near the Mississippi River have nitrate levels that exceed the state and federal government's levels for safe drinking water. And levels are going up. Nitrate levels have risen in some areas of the Mississippi River 1 to 4% annually. Cropland fertilizer and manure are mostly responsible for the rise. MPCA Watershed Division hydrologist David Hall says Minnesota's land also plays a role.
Not that the farmers are doing a bad job of managing their fertilizer. There is room for improvement, but it's largely due to the crops that we're growing and the sensitivity of tile drain lands and karst geology.
Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources is conducting a similar long-term study that should be released this year. DNR Water Quality Bureau Special Assistant Brian Weigel says preliminary results show nitrate levels are also going up in Wisconsin's waters.
There is a manifest of these nutrient problems in those areas, primarily with algae, some blue-green algae that's toxic, as well as overall an abundance of macrophyte growth that can cause recreational problems, as well as changing that overall habitat for the production of fisheries.
Officials say nitrates are toxic in fish. Nitrates also travel down the Mississippi River and produce a dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, creating areas with low levels of oxygen that choke out aquatic life. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.